Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 140. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
Doing great.
Having a fantastic night.
We are.
Fantastical.
A weird night.
That's right. Yeah, this is where the weird ones are.
That's right. Well, now that's pretty much true. Yeah. I just look in the mirror and I'm like, yep, there, that's it. Yeah, good. I'm glad.
That's a little foreshadowing.
A little foreshadowing, mm-hmm. Yeah. We are having a good night. It's warm weather here in Indiana. And, I mean, gosh, I missed last week. And so I'm back at it, you know, in front of the mic. So I'm enjoying it, you know. I'm just ready to talk about a creepy topic. However,
yes,
we haven't had one in a while. Sean, we have a creeped out shout out.
We do a COSO, right?
COSO.
So I am ready for it. I'm excited. This week's COSO is the Ichor and Ink podcast hosted by friends, authors, Micah Campbell and C.D. McKenna. They tell stories about horror, legends, the paranormal, all while adding some humor. So go check them out on YouTube, Instagram, and listen on all podcast platforms. They have a magazine by the same name, so check that out also. Mako was honored to be a part of their first edition. Make sure you give them a 5-star rating and a nice review. Tell them the Mako Boys sent you.
It's a really good podcast.
Oh, it is. I love it. I've been listening.
They do like 15 to 20 minute, maybe 25 minute. Like they're like minis.
And they shout out to us.
Yeah, we've gotten a few shout outs. Yeah. So, it is really fun. They do a good job. They, and of course, you know, Micah and CD, she's got a great sense of humor as well. She's funny but they're good storytellers and it's just fun. It's fun. So check them out. And their magazine. That's pretty cool. We're in the first edition.
Sounds like an order. Check them out.
Do it. I'm not joking. Do it. Check them
do
out.
It now. Okay.
Thank you, Sean, for that. Now back over to you. What are we going to talk about for this mini?
We're going to talk about the Bloody Benders.
Bloody
sounds
Benders.
Like some English, right?
Is that a drink? Like, hey, what are you going to take, buddy? I'll take the Bloody Bender.
Or a condition.
Oh yeah,
I'm suffering from a bloody bender.
I got the bloody benders.
Right.
We haven't said it here in a few weeks, but I put back. This is your topic.
That's right. It was. Yeah, this is something that was. I've heard about it before, but it's very creepy.
It is. So what a little foundation.
The Bender family, more well known as the Bloody Benders, were a family of serial killers. Who knew there
that's
was
a
such
good
a
start,
thing?
Right.
In Lafayette County, Kansas, United States, of course. From May 1871 to December 1872, the family supposedly consisted of John Bender, his wife Elvira or Almira, their son John Jr., and their daughter Kate. Contemporary newspaper accounts reported that the Benders' neighbors claimed John and Kate were actually husband and wife, possibly via a common law marriage.
You said Elmira.
I did, right? Yes.
My heart. Okay. This is a crazy family. Mm-hmm. They're not right.
No.
They weren't right.
There's at least accounted for 11, but potentially more. So 11 plus victims that are unaccounted for or accounted for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ma Bender. Now that right there. Ma Bender. That's something's up with that.
That sounds like
anybody.
Mall Beagle or something. The Beagle Boys.
Yeah, they were, in the 1870s? Mm-hmm. Is that what? Yeah. Go ahead and start. It's your topic. So
it was 1871 to 1872.
Yeah.
It said in 1890, Elvira Hill and her daughter, Miss Sarah Davis, both of Michigan, were charged for being Elvira and Kate Bender. They proved they were not and were then released. So these are, as far as this all goes, they have not been, they were never heard of again after all the events.
Yeah.
They said estimates report that the Benders killed at least a dozen travelers and perhaps as many as 20 before they were discovered. The family's fate remains unknown. Series ranging from a lynching to successful escape, blending back into society, however they did with under different identities. Much folklore and legend surround the Benders, making it difficult to separate fact from fiction.
Yeah, the Benders opened their store in 1871, and then it said the many of the travelers, they would stop for a meal or supplies, and then said some of those men, you know, and then they said who frequently carried, you know, this is not a good idea, but large sums of cash intending to settle, buy stock or purchase a claim began to go missing. When friends and family began to look for them, they could trace them as far as the Big Hill Country of southeast Kansas before finding no trace of the lost traveler. Says these first few missing travelers did not raise an overall alarm in the area, as it was not uncommon for men to continue their journey westward during those days. But, however, as more time passed, the disappearances became more frequent, and by the spring of 1873, the region had become strife with rumors, and travelers began to avoid this trail. And then it said, when neighboring communities started to make slanderous insinuations, the Osage Township called a meeting held at the Harmony Grove Schoolhouse in March to see what, if anything, could be done. It said about 75 people attended the gathering, including both Bendermen. Now that's...
Bendermen.
Bendermen. Yeah, so that's when, you know, first few, okay. Yeah, but then it's like, wait a minute. People are starting to go missing. Something's up because they're accounted for at a certain point, and then after that, they're gone. So...
Elvira Bender was 55 years old. Mm-hmm. She allegedly spoke little English and was so unfriendly that her neighbors called her She-Devil.
That's a term of endearment, Nate. I mean, you know.
She probably took it as a compliment, right?
She's like, flattery will get you nowhere. She-Devil. My, I tell you. That's being nice. Yeah. That was Elvira?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the John Bender Sr. didn't speak. They said that what he did speak was very guttural and usually unintelligible.
Right. So you know that they mainly had these guys would like eating dinner, mm-hmm. and they would have their back to like this door or this area, and they one of them usually I don't know if it's the women too, but they'd hide one and they'd have like a hammer mm-hmm. or something and just whack
them.
And kill him, and yeah, they didn't see it like behind it, hit him in the back of the head.
It makes when it's
really scary.
I listened to the videos and read the stuff, it made me think of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah,
that's what I thought about.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, I mean, because how often in history do we hear, and maybe it did happen, but like, you know, you hear one person that's a serial killer, you know, and these just very random things, but an entire family that's in on it is super scary.
It is like,
you know, like, Texas. Oh, we'll feed you. Oh, enjoy mm-hmm. your company. You know, these German immigrants, you know, just like, they said that John Bender Jr. was around 25, handsome with auburn hair and a mustache, spoke English fluently with a German accent, and he was prone to laughing aimlessly, which led many to consider him a half-wit. And then Kate Bender, again, whether the sister or whether it was a common law wife, Kate Bender, who was around 23, was a cultivated and attractive and spoke English well with very little accent. A self-proclaimed healer and psychic, she distributed flyers advertising her supernatural powers, her ability to cure illnesses. So she also conducted seances, gave lectures, and blah, blah, blah. So she advocated free love. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to join them around the table, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. The Benders. To say it better, I'll just read it. It says, when the visitors stopped for a meal, they were seated at a table with their backs to the large canvas separating the inn, I-N-N, from the living quarters. Then Kate would begin to charm the men with her social skills, flirting or revealing her psychic gifts. As the men gave their full attention to the alluring Kate, Paul and John Bender, hiding behind the canvas, would strike the unsuspecting traveler in the skull with a hammer. Maul Bender and Kate would rifle through the body for money, pushing him through the trap door, I forgot about that part, into the hole below the cabin where Kate would slit his throat. The body would then be buried in the garden behind the house at night. So they had quite the plan. Yeah, so I don't know. Nate, I don't, you know.
Elvira Bender claimed to be a medium. She would talk to the dead. Boiled herbs and roots, and declared that she could cast charms and wicked spells.
Mm.
Her husband and son were said to have feared her as she ran the household with an iron hand.
I bet. Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
She-Devil.
There you go again, eh? You little She-Devil, you. said they only got like $4,600, two teams of horses and wagons, and a pony and a saddle for all their their killing. I mean, $4,600 back then is probably a lot, but still, like, that's a lot of effort for, you know what I mean?
A lot of killing, too.
Yeah. A lot of killing, a lot of having to bury the bodies and then all that. Yeah, I think it's funny. Not, I mean, this whole thing is awful, but my point is when they had their meeting, like, to like, hey, what's going on? Two of the vendors were there, like, yeah, what's going on here? And they're the ones killing the people. I'm like,
yeah, I think they slayed.
Huh? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they killed it. Oh.
I knew there was a Nate joke in there.
You know, I fell right into it, just like the trap door. I had my back to the canvas, and he just whacked right on top of the head. And I'm just, that was good. Yes, they did kill it, Nate. As a family, they killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, and well, and gosh, back then it's not like it's 1950. You know, you're out in the freaking frontier, man. Mm-hmm. So you could do that stuff, right? And yeah, get away with it a lot easier than, I mean, that you know, you can, yeah, just crazy.
They had all kind of groups going after him, but this says, oh, yeah. One detective later claimed they had traced the pair, so the younger, to the border where they found John Jr. had died of apoplexy, excuse me, say that five times fast. The elder benders did not leave a train that they had suspected they went to. Instead, they had continued to Kansas City, where it is believed they purchased tickets to go to St. Louis. Several groups of vigilantes were formed to search for the benders. Many stories say that one of the vigilante groups caught the benders and shot all of them but Kate, whom they burned alive. Another group claimed they had caught the benders, lynched them before throwing their bodies into the Verdigris River. Yet another claimed they had killed the benders during a gunfight and buried their bodies on the prairie. So no one ever claimed that. There's a $3,000 reward, which is the equivalent of $73,283 in 2024.
Pretty decent.
So that's pretty good money. But so they could never, they really don't know exactly what happened to these people. Mm. They could have went on to kill more, you know? Who knows?
I know.
That's kind of scary, you know?
They have the original cabin was demolished, but I think they have they rebuilt something to, because they have, mannequins or the dummies that, I know, Nate, I'm not the dummy, you're the dummy. no, but, to show how they did it, you know? They have the table and all that, and they have, a museum and a gift shop. But the actual home, well, and they don't know the precise location. But they said morbid mementos of the crime may still linger beneath the surface of the land. It says, though most accounts place the number of victims at around a dozen, some believe the benders killed as many as 21.
There's a whole list of victims. Good job, family. Victims. I mean, I won't read them all, but May 1871, Mr. Jones, a body was found in Drum Creek with a crushed skull and throat cut. Mm. February 1872, two unidentified men were found on the prairie in February 1872 with crushed skulls and throats cut. December 1872, Ben Brown from Howard County, Kansas, missing, burned in an apple orchard. There was one with W.F. McCrody. He was of the 123rd Infantry. And it shows how much money they got from him, too. A wagon with a team of horses, and then he went missing. So just several of them. They stole money from him, how much they was stolen. And then either they went missing or their throats were cut, and they were found crushed with a crushed skull. So, man. And they did. Like you said, they had that way of taking them out. It's just it's gruesome. And for just, like you said, just a little bit of money and... I don't know.
I guess one of the victims that went missing was Dr. York.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went into the cabin, a terrible smell inside the their cabin, which part of it they turned into an inn. A terrible smell inside the abandoned inn also met them. A trap door nailed shut was discovered on the cabin's floor. Mm. Prying it open, the men found a 6-foot deep hole filled with clotted blood, causing a terrible odor. However, there were no bodies in this hole. Finally, the men physically moved the cabin, as my computer blinked out on me. I'll just go by memory. They moved the cabin and started searching or digging up, in the crawl space underneath the cabin. They did not find any bodies there. But then they found out by the vegetable garden and the orchard that they had on the property, they finally did find a body in like a depressed area, and it was the doctor's body.
Buried. Oh, well, it was the doctor's?
Yeah, buried head down, ooh, feet up.
Oh.
So then they continued looking on the property and found 9 other bodies buried. And then, let's see here. Yeah, the corpse that was of Dr. William H. York, his skull bludgeoned and his throat cut ear to ear. Found buried head downward with his feet scarcely covered.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Digging continued the next day. 9 other bodies and numerous dismembered body parts were found, including a woman and a little girl. The burial site was christened Hell's Half Acre.
Hmm. Mm-mm-mm. What a, yeah. It was Kansas, right? Is that where we're saying?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Half asleep.
Kansas?
Yeah. That's a heck of a historical story. You know,
I know it is. And disturbing.
And disturbing.
Like I said, it has the Texas Chainsaw Massacre slant that is extremely disturbing.
They said it was the, and they even made a movie, and that's what they, I think that's on the, what do they call it, the poster or whatever, mm-hmm, the promotion said, that America's first serial killers or serial killing is actually a family that did, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like even before, you know, all
there was a
started
reference to him called the Hellbenders too. So yeah, it's
but the movie's called Bender. 2016. Mm-hmm. And they got, I'm actually looking to see who the cast is, and they got some good actors, but, yeah, true story. The first serial killing family.
Creepy.
A little troubled. Mm-hmm. They were a little troubled. I think they
need,
but,
some,
you know,
counseling.
But you know what,
yeah,
though?
Need some
7-4-1.
Be locked up behind bars.
But you know what, though? I it's kind of at the same time as gruesome and as sad and like terrible. You know, it was a family that, you know, did it together. Is that wrong?
Family that kills together. I don't know how to finish that. Yeah,
You know, I mean, at least, like I said, they, you know,
maybe
you had the
hung or lynched,
yeah,
or burned,
kids were involved,
at the stake.
I mean, you know, like, you know, you got some families that, you know, they
just don't spend enough quality time. Is that what you're saying?
They volunteer at, you know, a church or at a local shelter, and none of these people.
We got to get you out more.
They did it a little bit different, I think. I mean, maybe in a terrible way.
I disagree with everything you're saying over there.
I can't. Yeah. But it's true, Sean. He did it as a family.
I can't stand by any of that.
And they had
the little girl's body that was found had multiple injuries. Oh. None of them would have caused death. It was speculated that the poor lass was buried alive.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
See, that's, and the burning. I mean, I know that they buried the one, the girl that was the part of the family, but like those two ways, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, just kill me. Like, soon. Just get over with. That burning alive and then and buried alive, that's one would physically just be like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. Yeah, and then the other one,
terrifying.
Yeah, like I can't get it. Yeah, I can't escape. And it's, the whole story. Who picked this again? Oh yeah, Sean.
Oh yeah,
Jay Manelli. No, there's
yours truly.
Yeah, the Bloody Benders. I heard this story, 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. And the whole thing that's creepy is when, you know, the guys are just, they're just trying to travel or trying to make a,
yeah,
take a break and kind of rest, and then they think,
yeah,
they're getting
some
fed.
Good food, good company. Yeah,
the hammer right to the skull.
Yep.
Boom. It's over. It's over.
Ein Leben.
Yeah. Although, well, I wonder if they went on. Do you think they went on like a bender? Like, if they were,
you just took his. No, I'm kidding. He's like, now I got to come up with another.
Do you guys have anything else on this Bloody Bender craziness?
No.
No, I think we hit it.
That's a good choice. So there you go. I know we get, it seems like you do, we get requests sometimes. Oh, talk about serial killing or serial killers.
Here we are, right?
There you go, creepy.
Didn't
how about
than
that?
This. It's a whole family of them, yeah.
Darn right, the Bloody Benders. Anyway, I'm done with them. I've had it with them. Nate, you have anything to help
I'm going to pour me a Bloody Bender, and that's a wrap.
Nice. Are you going to pour the Bloody Bender in a Bloody Blender? Or
do you put
that's the only way.
Do you put an olive in that?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm telling
some
you, that's
olive juice.
I think it sounds like a drink. What'd you say, though? I said it sounds like a drink, and you said it sounds like a condition.
A condition you might be suffering from, right?
That'd be a,
oh, I got the Bloody Benders.
That'd be a dirty, dirty Bloody Bender.
Oh, okay.
now we're just a little risque.
Speaking of morbid, we just turned this story into what they did is not as bad as what we're saying. Hey, you know what? Thank you, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini number 140 and our discussion on the crazy and creepy family, the Bloody Benders. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.